Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. It is a Monday, and what do we do each and every Monday? We talk with Laura Kennard from Drake University, as well as Curated Growth, which is the runway at Southridge. And she talks about networking opportunities, places to go to see and be seen, and to integrate yourself within the, well, business community that we know of as Des Moines.
Yes.
What the hell happened?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, last week on Thursday, the second day of 2020.
Yep.
My phone did not stop ringing.
I know.
My emails did not stop. It's like Thursday and Friday of last week. It's like everybody went, oh, wow, I haven't done jack since December 20th.
December 20th.
Yeah, and now I got to get caught up on everything. It's been just nuts.
I know. We were saying I had a steady flow of people just actually not even calling, just dropping in, which is fantastic, but it's like, whoa, every time I thought I was going to do something, it was like, oh, nope, not now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, we just woke up. And yeah.
Events are being posted right and left, I've noticed. Phone calls are happening, emails. I mean, I think everyone just kind of takes a, it's like 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon for like a whole month.
You're right. And then all of a sudden you get back to work on a Monday. And of course, you know, last week we had two Mondays going on. We had Monday, and then Monday, Thursday.
Right. So people are all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I need to do something now. Yikes.
All right. Well, so yeah, enough of us kvetching about
life
it.
Life is restarted. We've rebooted.
Yes.
Resolutions to get work done.
Do you know, did you see the piece that went out? You know, when we turned into 2020, there was a piece floating out there in social media that said, remember to turn off your computers before midnight on December 31st, 1999.
What?
Do you remember that? You
don't? Yes. Well, because
Y2K.
It was going to be the new millennium.
Yeah, right.
And it was
right.
going to, like, everything what, wreak havoc on
oh, yeah.
all technology?
Everything was going to shut down because it was
Y2K. Y2K.
Remember?
Yeah. That's right. Because we actually did Y2K bags when I was working for a textile company, and we created, there were Y2K initiatives, and what's the rollover going to happen because, like, the computers don't understand the new, language.
Yeah.
And
then January 1st.
And it was like, oh,
2000
okay.
came around.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
But people sold a lot of stuff. There was a lot of hype.
Man.
Well, maybe that's because we were so prepared for it, Michael.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, right,
that's
sure.
Right. We were so prepared.
Just a lot of hype. That.
Anyway, so we had our entrepreneurship roundtable yesterday.
Yes.
That was actually the first official one in 2020. And we'll have another, if you didn't get to come to it, then on the 18th, which is a Wednesday evening, from 5:30 to 8:30, we're going to do it again. With a new group, or if you didn't get to go on Sunday, even if you want to do the Sundays and you just didn't get to come to the first Sunday, you can come to that one and then switch back to the Sunday. So anyway, really excited about building that slowly. You know, we're practicing too, because, you know, it gets a little clunky in the beginning when you're trying to learn your own flow.
First time is first time.
Right. So, but just excited about hearing not only people's, you know, goals, but actually every month get to have people check in and say, what did we get done, you know, and how can we impact that? So I'm just really excited to see that. But
I just saw, we're at our favorite coffee shop, by the way. A squirrel, look. You know, I have ADD so bad. So we're at our favorite coffee shop, Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights on University Avenue. And a woman just passed by with a water bottle.
Uh-huh.
With the Prince logo on it. Remember when he was a symbol and not Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the logo that was just a symbol?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
That's kind of cool.
Where'd she get that collector's item?
I don't know.
That's some
neat.
Old water.
That's
maybe they're redoing it.
I don't
maybe
know. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool.
I feel that's such a tragedy, Prince.
Oh, it was such a
talent
tragedy.
And just another one claimed by the painkiller opioid
just
epidemic.
Sad.
Super sad. I miss him. And he had thousands of bodies of songs and work that was still like not done yet. So, yeah, super sad. So, getting back onto the track.
I'm sorry. They just went by again.
I know, it went by again. You guys, I tell you, you got a couple of people chatting here that couldn't keep their focus. Very.
What?
We're just having
what
a hard
squirrel.
Time with the focus today. So, anyway, back on to the point at hand
yes.
is that we also are swinging back into the normal stuff, right? Every Wednesday morning, if in 2019 you never got to go to 1 Million Cups, that's starting up again on Wednesday mornings at the Science Center. So you can come out there from 8 to 8:30 to network with other people that are starting their business. People there love to help you connect to somebody. If it's not something that's helpful to them, they'll make a note of it and they'll connect you with someone else that they...
Connectors.
Absolutely. So, and then just to be able to hear people's presentations, be able to support them with feedback. And if you want to present your business, you can go to the 1 Million Cups website, and they've got a process where you fill out an application and get on their calendar. And because you can also be the recipient of lots of great feedback, and it's just a great opportunity. So,
and sometimes people just say, pack it in. It ain't worth it.
You know what? It's okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's better to do that than
spend
time and money on something that thought was
afraid.
Great.
But don't be afraid.
Or it just means maybe you need to pivot or change a bit, you know? So, but it would be much better to hear that early on than to go down the wrong road too far. So.
I like the pivot idea.
Yeah. So we have also coming up on the same week. We've got a bunch of chamber events are rolling out. I know the West Des Moines Chamber 101, they've got a Tuesday morning, 7:30 to 9:00. So you can go out there and understand more about what the chamber has to offer.
Gigantic networking opportunities.
It is. And then we also have...
My good friend, Callista Gould. Do you know Callista?
Why does that name sound familiar?
Oh, she's fabulous. She wrote a book. It was called The Exceptional Professional. And it's a fun book to read, by the way. And if you get a chance, you got to check it out. Because she goes through all of these, how to be an exceptional professional. Everything from job hunts to airplane.
So it's a book?
It's a book, yeah.
Okay.
It's called The Exceptional Professional, Callista Gould.
Professional. And she's a local person?
Yeah,
okay.
She writes for the Des Moines Register. And,
that's where I've seen her.
And she's an etiquette
before.
Specialist.
An editing specialist?
Etiquette.
No. Etiquette. And I met her at an event.
She
also
travels
recently.
All over the United States.
Yep.
Anyway, to come back to what you were just talking about relative to a chamber, she said if you're looking for a job, one of the very best places where you can network at is your local chamber of commerce, because everybody knows everybody. And if you're starting to look for a job or you want to increase, join your local chamber, and you'll be grateful for that little tip.
So
and
she feels like there's a lot of value to be had. So, and I think it is also learning how to take advantage of whatever it is that you're doing to network. If you join the chamber, if you belong to an association or an organization.
Correct.
It is what you put into being a member.
That's exactly right.
They can only set up the platform, but you have to take advantage of what is there.
You know, otherwise it's an expense. If you don't utilize the tools, it becomes an expense rather than an investment. And so true. Sorry.
Yep. No.
Divergent
absolutely.
Here. This
absolutely.
Morning.
So we also then have on Thursday, January 9th in the morning again, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the NABO Iowa Coffee and Conversation. So if you've been interested in what NABO has to offer, this is going to be at Wonderlust. Have you been there before?
Clearly, no.
Clearly, no. So that is at 510 East Locust Suite 108, so in the East Village.
Really, 510 East? Last week, I was at the Treach Out building at 500 East Locust.
So
interesting.
So it was right there.
Yeah, right there.
They have a really cute logo. Look for it on the building.
There you go.
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
Yep. So please join our host, owner, in the design studio for a great conversation and networking. Nabo Iowa Coffee events are open to all. So anytime you see something that says Nabo Iowa Coffee and you're not a member, it's open to all. This is one of their things. It's focused on women business owners. Join the conversation about
latest
business
issues. But men can go, by the way.
But they can go. It's just, it says focus. It doesn't say you're barred.
Right.
You can actually still show up.
It's a great place to meet and greet.
Yep. So just keep an eye out for those throughout the year. And, you know, 2019, anything pop out to you as like one of your favorite events or anything that...
Last year?
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite event.
Yeah.
It does, as a matter of fact. Now, this is hyper-local, but every year, the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce has their small business seminar.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big thing.
And this last year was the Shark Tank guy.
Right. Damon.
Damon, yeah. I went to that.
I was there.
It was a nice event.
Lots of people. Hundreds
And that's
of people.
The Urbandale and Chamber, but a lot, everyone from all over came to that.
Right. And coming up, is it February? AMA, Iowa?
Yeah, they've got the, what's that? I don't have it on my calendar yet.
It's coming up.
Yes, February, and it's called the...
Experience.
The Experience event. Yeah, but they give it a, is it just called Experience?
I think it is, yes.
I feel like they give it a theme sometimes, but anyway, yeah. We'll be sharing that soon. But that's always a really fun event.
Yeah, this is just
coming right up.
You notice we're just not tracking very well today?
I know.
It's just all over the board.
I don't know what in the heck is happening. So, anyway, sorry. I think there's just so much backward-looking and forward-looking that we just don't know which direction to look. But so we also, on the 13th, Facebook has got Altoona out there. They're doing a lot of Altoona stuff, I noticed.
Right.
A lot of times, I feel like they're making that their home for Boost events. For some reason.
Well, because they're headquartered out there. I mean, they have
just be there, and then people can come out there.
The 20-year tax abatement.
That's right. So they are having a nonprofit training event. So this is specifically focused on how to use Facebook for promoting your nonprofit. So they're
doing
a whole training. Those are always free. That's going to be on Monday, January the 13th. And it will be in Altoona. So kind of take a look, get that on your calendar if you're a nonprofit. Because from what I understand, people that have gone to the Boost events, they do get a lot out of them.
Sure.
I always hear really positive things about those. Just new things, tips and tricks and secrets, and just I always hear good things about it. So also coming up January 23rd from 5 to 8 on a Thursday night, is an event that they did do last year, and I went to it, really liked it. That is the Metro Marketing Mixer.
Ah, yes.
So that one is at the River Center, beautiful venue,
right
by the ball
Principal Park.
Mm-hmm. I always want to call it Sec Taylor Stadium.
It's Sec Taylor Field at Principal Park.
At Principal Park, okay. So this one is all of the AMA Iowa... the public, PRSA, Public Relations, the AAF, which is the Advertising Federation, the Des Moines Social Media Club of Des Moines. And I noticed that they had a nonprofit also it's co-hosted by all of the sort of marketing communication associations that are in Iowa or Des Moines area, and then they have a nonprofit. So it's like five or six organizations, and they're telling all their members to come out for this event. If you're a member of any one of those organizations, it's free. If you aren't a member, it's $10. So, and they're going to have snacks and drinks and a great opportunity to learn about some of those other organizations in case you belong to one and maybe you were thinking, oh, you know, maybe that this other one would be good too. And also, you know, so you're going to be surrounding yourself with people that on some level are working in marketing, creative,
And when is this again, the 23rd?
That's the 23rd on a Thursday at River Center. So those are just some things to get on your radar coming up.
Also, I happen to know this. The West Side Chamber and the Clive Chamber and the mm-hmm. Windsor Heights Chamber are doing a legislative breakfast.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. I want to say the 9th. Thursday the 9th at 7:30 somewhere in Clive.
Mm-hmm.
Just so folks know about that.
Iowa Home Show is coming up, too.
Yeah?
People are at the varied
industry
buildings.
So if you need
buildings,
a home, go to the Home Show.
Yep, that's coming up also next week. So I did not, I did see about that, the legislative session. So, you know, a lot of this
What's really going to be interesting about that is I looked at all the legislators that are going to be there because they have combined so many districts in this. I don't think there's going to be any time for Q&A because there's like 10 legislators that are going to be there.
And so how are you going to have time for Q&A?
Yeah, right. So everybody gets three minutes.
It's going to be a lot of...
A lot of chest thumping is what it will be. I'm going, by the way, so it should be fun.
Are you thumping your chest?
I'm not. Probably no. I just want to hear what they have to say. I'm always curious.
So what's happening with you?
Nothing. I got nothing going on.
Nothing? Just slates clear for 2020?
Yeah. Ain't nothing happening with me.
Yeah, I know that's not true because you told me you got up at 5 and you haven't been able to catch up on your emails. So.
That's because everybody woke up on the second day of January.
Right.
All right, Laura Kinnard, ladies and gentlemen, she is Curate. And we can have links. By the way, if you have an event coming up, and you would like us to talk about it in order, perhaps even.
Yeah, maybe not even jumping around.
Right. All you have to do is hashtag DM Biz Events. Okay. We will have links up on our radio blog. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That about concludes it for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey, that would be Aaron Libby, that would be Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Laura Kinnard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.